We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today on the Monday morning, WCBS News.
Not so fast getting back home after our Thanksgiving homecoming.
Rough weather translates into cancellations and delays at the area airports.
Every single flight has been delayed.
I'm Marla Diamond at JFK.
Tangled up in juice, electrical juice, a plane from Westchester hits power wires.
NYU students are on edge after four recent intrusions. We'll get a report from campus.
Monday, it's the 28th day of November. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm Mac Rosenberg. It is going to be a bit cooler today. Mix of sun and clouds will drop into and through the 40s.
Doesn't take much bad weather at all to mess up the planes, and that is what we're seeing again this morning after a Thanksgiving weekend that saw more than 2,500 delayed flights. Marla Diamond's at JFK this morning. What are the airports still affected today? And Marla, how bad is it?
Well, it is certainly busy here with people getting to the airport, people who may have missed their flights last night, because according to FlightAware, 6,100 flights were canceled or delayed, mainly here in the Northeast, where heavy rain and wind messed up flight schedules and forced some to wait it out at home or perhaps overnight in the terminal. It definitely wasn't a breeze getting home for these weary travelers stuck at the airport.
Every single flight has been delayed.
The weather is not the best, but we're working with it.
Well, as of 4 a.m., there were already 31 delays reported here at JFK, 12 at LaGuardia, and 7 at Newark. Nearly 55 million people were expected to travel 50 miles or more from their homes this Thanksgiving weekend. That is a 1.5% increase over 2021 and 98% of pre-pandemic volumes, according to AAA, who expects that this will be an extremely busy holiday season, an explosion this year in what is being called revenge travel, Americans making up for lost time on the roads and the skies by spending more on vacations and traveling farther from home now that pandemic restrictions have been lifted. Mac and Wayne.
Thank you, Marla. A small plane that took off from White Plains ended its flight smack dab in the middle of one of those giant utility towers. Those aboard survived, but our Sean Adams reports they had to hang there a long time to get rescued.
They survived a plane crash, the threat of electrocution, and the possibility of a perilous plunge. A pilot and a passenger took off from here at Westchester County Airport Sunday. Their single-engine prop plane crashed into a high-voltage transmission tower 40 miles west of Baltimore and dangled from the wires for hours. The rescue was a delicate operation. First, firefighters had to make sure the lines were de-energized. Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says next.
We want to make the aircraft stable to the tower before we try to remove the occupants of the aircraft out of the aircraft.
Rescuers used hydraulic lifts to reach the trapped pair. They suffered serious injuries and hypothermia. Pilot Patrick Merkel is from Washington, passenger Jan Williams from Louisiana. The crash knocked out power to 117,000 customers in Maryland. At Westchester County Airport, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
There is a report this morning that a Bronx mother talked obsessively about demons before allegedly taking the lives of her own children. The 11-month-old and 3-year-old were found in an overflowing bathtub in a family shelter near the Grand Concourse in the Bronx. Police believe the mother, Damone Brenda Fleming, stabbed them to death. The autopsy will determine if the children died of their wounds or from drowning. Relatives tell the Daily News that the 22-year-old mother believed her children to be devils. She's been charged with murder.
Over to Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen with the forecast. Bit of a breeze now going to lead to some colder temperatures.
It will. It's a westerly breeze rather than southwest, and eventually will be more west-northwest as we go into the afternoon before it dies down again during the night tonight. But colder air will have already come in. So we will have a mix of sun and clouds. And by the way, there are still a couple of sprinkles out there in parts of northwest New Jersey, mid or central sections of the Hudson Valley into the northwest hills of Connecticut. But otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds. It's windy today and dropping into and through the 40s. We're 54 now. This is practically our high for the day, most likely, and dropping into the 40s as we go through the day down to the mid-30s tonight in the city and the coast and 28 to 32 inland. Tuesday, sunshine much of the time, 44 to 48. Expect another storm. On Wednesday, a rainstorm, windy, mild, but rainy, 55 to 60 on Wednesday. Right now, 54, humidity 71%.
Honors today for two subway cops who saved a life on Thanksgiving. Mayor Adams will be joining the police commissioner and the MTA chairman to offer a proclamation to officers Brunel Victor and Tawfiq Bokht. They, along with a bystander, helped a man who fell onto the tracks in Harlem just as a number 6 train was pulling into the 116th Street station. The officers ran up and down the stairs, through the emergency exit, onto the tracks, and pulled the man to safety.
Well, here's why NYU students have been looking over their shoulders this morning.
Students here at NYU are on edge in their last couple of weeks of the fall semester after an intruder or intruders got into some dorms this month.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's bad.
It reportedly happened on 4 occasions. Freshman Ashley Ye is shocked on how easy it appears to be able to sneak in.
I think it's kind of absurd, frankly. I mean, like, they make us scan our ID and stuff and show where Violet go when we get in, so it's kind of alarming.
NYU says it's beefed up security. A spokesperson told us they have campus safety officers posted outside all dorms and a security review is underway. At NYU, Darius Radzius, WCBS News Radio, 880.
And it's not clear if this is one intruder or several.
We hear from the Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman about just how bad a weekend fire was at the 2nd Precinct Police Station in Woodbury, Long Island.
At this time, we have made a preliminary assessment of the damage and we've determined that the building is not salvageable.
Blakeman says the county already had plans for a new building because this one was coming towards the end of its useful life. In the meantime, people are being told to use the 8th Precinct building for any non-emergency calls. Everybody else should call 911 if it is an emergency, as always. They think the fire started in the kitchen. Monday morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm Mac Rosenberg. Jay Leno performed last night for the first time since the garage fire that left him seriously burned. People in the audience at the Comedy Club in Hermosa Beach, California, say Jay looked fine without any glaringly visible burn scars. In fact, the fire gave him some new material. He joked about it to his fans.
All right, the word of the year for 2022 is a very interesting one. A lot of words and phrases saw a spike in usage over the past year, of course. Everything from oligarch to Omicron, from codify to cancel culture, but the one settled on by Merriam-Webster as the word of the year is a term describing something that has happened to all of us, and often we're not even aware it's been happening. Gaslighting, defined as the psychological manipulation of a person, usually over time, that causes the victim to question their own thoughts, their own reality, even their memories. It erodes our emotional and mental stability and creates a dependency on the perpetrator. Gaslighters are not only abusers in relationships, but also politicians, bosses, even doctors. The Chicks sang about them in this song from 2020.
Gaslighter, denier, doing anything to get your ass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
Gaslighting saw a 1,700% spike year to year. A surprise to Merriam-Webster, which notes that no single event drove that spike.
Now it's our WCBS News Radio 88 Seconds in Sound for this date, November 28th.
Violent crime practically took a holiday in New York City on Monday.
2012.
For the first time, officials can remember, the city went for an entire day with no shooting, no stabbings, or slashing.
In a city of 8 million people, no violent crime. Why? Police said it was stop and frisk that made criminals think twice about taking their guns out on the street. They stopped and frisked nearly 700,000 people that year, 2012. 87% were black or Latino, and the policy would soon be curtailed. But running for mayor in 2021, Eric Adams, former cop, promised he would bring it back. The day after Thanksgiving 2008, Black Friday turned bloody at a Walmart on Long Island.
Getting word from Valley Stream, Long Island, of a stampede of Black Friday shoppers.
To get a television set for $389, a 34-year-old Walmart employee was trampled to death.
The crowd pushed so forcefully that they crashed the doors down.
Walmart would pay $2 million and promise to make its stores safer in a deal with prosecutors to avoid charges. A guy from Connecticut who spent $1 at a gas station to buy a lottery ticket.
Congratulations.
Claimed a $254 million Powerball jackpot with two of his buddies. Where did they work?
They are asset managers.
So they knew what to do with it, the money.
Seeing it's Thanksgiving,
Elton at the Garden.
Made tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion.
Gifted fans,
John Lennon,
with what would be the last concert performance by a New York legend who lived here and would die here 6 years later. Starting with their hit duet that year in '74, then doing "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds" and "I Saw Her Standing There." And by the way, John saw Yoko standing there. They'd been separated for more than a year.
Whatever gets you through the night.
That night brought them together backstage. This is November 28th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.